And now we come to the final item in this Xenakis concert, his suite Orestea. And here's the composer himself to tell us something about it.
I was asked to say a few words about this piece, and this is what I try to do now, very few words. This represents a... It was first performed in the United States in a town which is called Ypsilanti, which is a Greek word. And the people there discovered that it was a Greek word, and they said, well, we must do something Greek. And they decided to do a Greek tragedy and a Greek theater in general, starting with Orestea. And this is how I was involved in that thing, and it lasted about 3 months. But then, because of some, it was a good production. The best actors of the United States were there. Dave Anderson, for instance, who is a specialist of the Shakespeare plays. But it lasted just one summer, a Midsummer Night's Dream. And the theater, I mean the organization, collapsed. And after, from that, we made this kind of suite that I made, because it was for me an experience to write this music, a particular experience, interesting. I put in there all sorts of things which I was concerned with. Sentimental of the past, of my love for ancient Greece, and my distress of modern Greece, and many other things. And this is how this piece came. Now, the problem is that we are not going tonight, I think that somebody told you that, to perform it as we have wished, but with very small, perhaps, effects of light, of movements. There is no room here to start with, and for other technical reasons, it's quite impossible. So you will hear the music, and you can imagine the things. There are some program notes to explain the things, but perhaps you have not read them, and you will not have the time to read them. There are three parts, but which will be continued. It is a cross-section of the tragedy itself. Agamemnon is the first part, which deals with the return from the Trojan War and the killing of so many young people of the enemies and also the allies. And the slaying also of Agamemnon, which occurs there, and of Clytemnestra and Aegisthus. Then the second part is how this terrible crime of the wife is revenged by the son of both of them. And this means the fate, the destiny, which is a kind of mechanism of revenge going through generations. And Orestes finally, the second part is how they, Orestes and Electra, they are doing a kind of inquiry to the soul of Agamemnon, and it is especially an incantation drama. And finally, Agamemnon comes out of his grave in some way and notifies them that they could take revenge, that they should take revenge and kill the mother and the brother. And this is what happens in the Koephor, that is the libation bearers. And well, the third is how the Furies, which is the old law against the parricide, is finally defeated by a new invention of gods and men, which is the tribunal of Athens, and they become the good, the Furies become nice deities, and this is how it ends. Wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Name, name.